take off. If you didn't let him go, he wouldn't want that, and he'd begin to want to show his caper and prance around some. I remember one time my daddy...
I didn't spike that milkshake.
I better not let that go on, I think.
Keep going.
We got about halfway between the house and the lot, what we call the lot of a barn. And he got taking the notion he wanted to have a spell of running backwards, and my daddy got out and got him a boat, just an ordinary board, and whipped him across the head with it. And we got in and went on. It kind of settled him down.
You know, you got his attention?
You know where the cattle come up at night and slip, they call it the stomp.
Yeah, I'm going to ask about that. Okay, now I've still got a few more calls. I've got to ask you, how do you call chickens to feed them? Did you ever call your chickens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How did you call your chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. How do you call pigs?
You'd have to call your pigs, but... I'd always have my pigs and my hogs all out together.
Okay, then you call them all the same way? All
together.
How would you call them then?
Just
call one.
Pig?
No, you didn't.
Hmm?
Come on, show me how you call. How would you call your hog?
You
walk around
and say pig, they wouldn't come.
No, if you walked out there at the fence and said pig, pig, they would not come.
Pig, pig, pig.
Now, if you do that, will the hogs come too?
Yeah.
They'll all come flying.
They know when you go hauling pig or something like that. I had them out there in that pen. I had that patch fenced off, and I had them out there, and you didn't have to do much calling until they'd come get after that milk.
Mrs. said you said something like, "Whoo, pig." Did you say that, or did you just call?
Well, most of it, just all them pig and come on or something like that way. They'd always pretty easy to come.
If they're hungry, I guess. Did you ever hear anybody call any sheep? Do you know how you'd call a sheep?
Yeah. Yeah, my daddy had about eight or seven head when he sold out his.
I wouldn't either. I haven't heard anybody call. Do you remember how they call sheep?
I wouldn't know.
Didn't they call them co-sheep, something like that?
I never heard nobody call sheep.
Seemed like that's the way they call them, co-sheep.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, well, I'm going to go outside and do what?
You're going to put them to the buggy.
If you're going to, you know, put them to the buggy. To get ready to go somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm going outside to do what?
Saddle them up. I hitch them to the buggy.
Okay. And if you're going to get them ready for plowing, you'd say, I'm going out to do what to them?
Put the harness on them.
Gear them up.
All right. Did you ever say gear up? Gear
them.
Okay. Would you say it for me? How would you
say it? Lots of times we'd refer to putting the gear on them.
Okay, did you ever say gear up, though? I'm going to gear up.
I probably have said that I'm going to put the gear on them. I don't know about...
Okay. I didn't know you had any cows. Are those yours? Or?
That's the boy's.
Look at that. That's a calf.
That's the thing. That cow either... A calf come dead or else something killed it. And he found it out, and he went and bought that one.